Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. We give God praise today for being able to come before your front. I know, praise God, that I've been off the air for a minute, but praise God, we thank God we're back on the air once again to give God praise, glory, and honor today. And you know, praise God, I'm just here tonight, praise God, just to give you a word of encouragement, to let you know, praise God, that prayer never fails. Prayer never fails. And today, praise God, I'm just going to be talking to you about prayer and the Word of God. Because one thing we do know, praise God, that prayer works. It'll work if you work it. And tonight, praise God, I just want to give you a word of encouragement. Prayer is not just a mysterious practice reserved just only for clergy and the religious devout. Prayer is simply a communicating with God, listening and talking to Him. Believers can pray from the heart freely and sumptuously and in their own words. And if prayer is a difficult area for you, you can just learn basic principles of prayer and how to apply them in your life. Prayer develops our relationship with God. If we ever speak to our spouse, if we never spoke to our spouse, I never listened to anything our spouse might have to say to us in our marriage or our relationships, regardless whether you're married or in a relationship, it will quickly deteriorate. Now, that's the same approach that we would take, praise God, with God. Prayer, communicating with God, help us grow closer and more intimately connected to Him and with Him. Always pray to develop a relationship with God. And what I always say is this: I always pray to move God, and God will move man for me. Amen. But we just can remember, you must get a relationship with the Lord, a relationship with Him, that you may know, praise God, that He is for you and you are for Him. And tonight, praise God, the reason I say prayer never fails. We're going through a time in our life, in our country, in our homes, praise God, some of us in our bodies. We're going through, praise God, we're going through. But the only answer to the situation, my friend, is prayer. Prayer move God. Prayer move God. We must learn, praise God, how to pray the Word of God. And tonight, praise God, we need to start our praying for our government, because our government is in wickedness. There is wickedness in high places. There are things that are going on, praise God, that would be concerned to be connected to us as people in the United States. We need to learn to start praying the Word of God for situations and for things that are happening around us. We all talk, but nobody prays. Praise God. But when we pray, praise God, we pray and think there is nothing to it. But prayer is one of the most powerful sources in the world, in our universe. It's untapped. It's even more better and more richer than gold, than the silver, than the oil. It is much more rich because it's the deepest and it's the most richest resources we ever could use and have, praise God, that, you know, no one can take that from you once you get that resource. And tonight, Father God, we're going to come to the throne tonight, praise God, to pray for situations in our government, in our homes, with our children, in our marriages, in our relationships, in our bodies, praise God. Many things we're going through, praise God, we don't understand it. But if you got prayer in your life, my friend, I'm here to tell you that peace will follow you with all understanding. Amen. And tonight, praise God, I thought I, praise God, we're praying for our government. And Father, I know, praise God, in the Word of God, Father God, Heavenly Father, I know, I give thanks for our government. I thank you for the government, God. I thank you for the President of the United States. Father God, in 1 Timothy 2:2, you said, praise God, I will pray for all men and women having authority over us in any way. Father God, I thank you for your word today. And Father God, you said, pour out of our spirit upon them and make how your word known to them. Praise God, pray for the government, the United States, our president, their family. Praise God, the wickedness in high places that are going on. Father God, you spoke it in Proverbs 1-23. You said it, praise God, in Psalms 25-21. You said, he said, cause them. You said, cause them to be men and women of integrity. Praise God, and obedience. Praise God, not doing wickedness. Praise God, and underhandedness, praise God, that will harm this nation. But Father God, we pray that they would use integrity and obedience concerning us, God. Us, praise God, us, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said it in 1 Timothy 2:2, that we may lead, that they may, we may, praise God, lead a peaceful God, godly, and an honest life, and an honest life. You said in Proverbs 20:10, let wisdom enter their hearts and let knowledge be the pleasant, be pleasant to them. In Proverbs 2:11, Father God, you said let discretion preserve them and understanding keep them. In Proverbs 2:12, Father God, you said deliver them from the ways of evil and from the evil men in the name of Jesus. Father, you spoke it in the name of Jesus. And you said in Psalms 1:1, make their hearts and their ears attentive to godly counsel. Father God, godly counsel in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles 20:32, you said doing what is right, Father, in your sight. Father God, in your sight, Father, in the sight of God. Proverbs 21, praise God. Proverbs 21:22-21. You said it in the word of God. Let the upright dwell in our government, the upright, not the downsizing, not the wrong and the skimming and the gains, praise God, but let it be done well in our government. You said it in Hebrews 12:27. Cause there to be no shaking in all of the areas, God. Father God, that things are done decently and in order. Proverbs 22:21, let those completely and be blameless before you. Praise God, that they may be able to stand before you, Father, not man, but before you, Heavenly Father. In the book of Proverbs 2:22, and you said it, Father God, these are your words, God. You said, and you will cut off the wicked and let the unfaithful be rooted out in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you, Father God. I just give you praise tonight, God, because you don't lie. You cannot lie. Your word, praise God, will not go out, praise God, void, but it will go out and accomplish that in which it has been sent. Father God, you sent your word out, and you said you sent your word, and it healed them from all of their sicknesses and from their diseases. Father God, thank you, Father. You speak in the word tonight, for your word cannot go back void. Your word, praise God, is all that we have in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said it in Hebrew 12:27. You will cause there to be a shaking in all the areas, praise God. You would do the one that will uproot the unrighteousness. You would bring life where there is hidden in darkness. Praise God. You, praise God, would expose the secret aims of the heart. You, praise God, would let the nation remember from where they had fallen. Father God, America has fallen from grace. We have fallen from your love. We have fallen, God. People don't want to hear about you anymore. People don't want to talk about the Lord anymore. Everybody have their own belief. Everybody have their own God. Everybody have their own Lord. In the name of Jesus. But God, help us, God, to stay focused on your word, because we know that your word will not fail. We know, praise God, that everything is going down but your word. And God, your word tonight speaks. Your word in Revelation 2:5 said repenting and turning to do things that first works all over again. Father God, praise God, stopping all the wickedness, the underhandedness in the name of Jesus, praise God. You said it, God. You said set in their hearts and their souls to seek the Lord. Praise God, you said many are calling you, praise God, with their lips, but their hearts are far from you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us, God, to know, praise God, get back into the government, God, praise God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that they will learn how to call upon you, praise God, that they will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked, evil ways, praise God, and then you will hear from the Lord, hear from heaven, and you will forgive the sins and heal the land, for the land is sick, it is sin sick, in Jesus' name. But God, we thank you tonight, Father. God, you are so grateful and you are so merciful to us. You yet give us chance after chance after chance. And God, help us, Father God, to know, praise God, that your mercy endures and that your grace is sufficient in Jesus' name. But Father, we thank you, God, for the word. We thank you for the word in the book of Acts 26 and 18. You said, open their eyes. God, open their eyes. Father God, turn them from darkness to light. Praise God, for they're bickering, praise God, in the center. They're bickering at each other. But the world suffers in Jesus' name. God, help us, Father God, to lift up our government, to lift up our presidents and the family and the secret services, praise God, and those, God, that watch over this country in the name of Jesus. Help us, praise God, to lift them up, Father, before you, Father God. You said it in Hebrews 3 and 13. You said, soften the hearts, that they are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Praise God. Father God, everybody's fighting with everybody. Everybody's doing what they think is okay to do. Nobody's going the way, praise God, you have set forth to do it. Father God, Kandidiya Shaba. In the name of Jesus tonight, God. Tonight, God, our government, God, is, praise God, it is weakened in the name of Jesus. But God, help us, Father God, to take time to lift them up before you, God. In Psalms 107 and 20, God, you said, deliver them from their destruction. Father God, we are headed for destruction. Praise God, because everybody is out for themselves and not for their neighbor. Because your word declared, are you not your brother's keeper? But God, we don't keep anybody anymore. Praise God, we're all against one another. In Jesus' name, but God, help us, God, to know, praise God, Father God, that you're going to have it the way you want it to be. Father God, it's not their way, but it's your way, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for 2 Peter 3 and 9. Father, you have been long-suffering towards us. You have been long-suffering towards us. But God, I ask once again, God, that your grace and your mercy, Father, continue, God, to encircle around about us, to watch over this country as we slumber and we sleep tonight. Watch over it, God. Keep us safe, praise God. Father God, from the hands of the enemy, in Jesus' name. Father God, let us not perish, praise God. Praise God, you said in 2 Peter 3 and 9, not willing that any should perish. Father God, that we don't perish, praise God, in the foolishness and the concept of man. But help us, praise God, to look to you and you alone, because we realize, Father God, all will come. You said false prophets will come. You said they will come, Father. They are here. They are here, God. But help us, Lord, to look to you, because you are the real deal. You are the Alpha Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. You are omnipotent, omniscient, and ha-ha, Jesus, and omnipresent. Father God, you are the one. And Father God, we thank you for the book of Isaiah. When your word spoke, praise God, in 49:22, raise up a standard in this nation. Help us, praise God, to pick up a standard. We have fallen. We have fallen, praise God, from grace, because, praise God, the spirit of greed, praise God, have swept through this nation. But God, help us, God, to continue to go back and raise up a standard in this nation. Father God, for we cared for one another. We loved one another. We was concerned about one another. God, help us once again, Father, to go back and raise up a standard in this nation. Oh, Father, we thank you for the word. For the word, praise God, in the book of Ezekiel, praise God, in Zechariah 10 and 1, you said you would call the rain of our spirit to flood this land. The rains of our spirit to flood this land. Father God, you said in the revival, you will work in the midst of us. Father God, be grateful to us tonight. Have mercy upon us, Father God. Father God, for we have turned our back from you, God. We have turned, praise God, to the thing that is a vanity, in Jesus' name. But help us, Father. Help us, Father. Help us in God. Lift us where we have fallen short. Lift us, praise God, where we have ran, praise God, and not walked. Lift us, praise God, where we have closed our ears and didn't hear. Help us, Father. Father God, in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, you said, Father God, that we should be able to pull down the strongholds over this land. The strongholds, praise God, of jealousy, hatred, praise God. Praise God, envy and strife, murderers, praise God, rapists, praise God. Praise God, abuse against children. God, help us, God, to be able to get back on our knees, oh God, and be able to pull down strongholds over this land, God. God, we said it, praise God, that this man was found upon you. In God we trust. But, Father God, nobody will God anymore. They just want what they want. They want, praise God. They're running to and for, looking, praise God, from here and there. They're searching everywhere. And praise God, they have only, God, they don't have, praise God. They don't want the truth. They'd rather hear a lie rather than the truth. Father God, you said it in your word in the book of Isaiah 40 and 5. You said, let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Father God, bring us back. Bring us back, Father. Father God, we pray, praise God, even for the town of Jerusalem. Father God, because you said those that pray for Jerusalem will be blessed. Father God, we pray tonight for Jerusalem, Father, that you are the God of Israel and that you and they are your people. They are your people, God. Jerusalem is your people, and you named them through that you did not know, praise God, but you named it, praise God. You named them. Though they did not know who you was, but you named them, God, and you loved Jerusalem. And Father God, Jeremiah said it in Jeremiah 33 and 8, you said, praise God, in the word of God, you said, Lord, cleanse them from their iniquities and pardon them, praise God, of all of their sin. Praise God, in the name of Jesus, Father, your book, you cannot lie, you cannot deny your word. But God, we pray tonight for Jerusalem. In Elidishama, God, I praise you tonight, ha, shalomoksa. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, you said it in Isaiah 45 and 17. You said, save them with everlasting salvation. You said, raise them up in righteousness and direct in all their ways. Praise God, you said, redeem Israel out of their trouble, praise God. And praise God, you said it in Joel 3 and 16. Be a shelter for your people. Father God, you have not closed your eyes to Jerusalem. Father God, those are your people. And Father God, we pray and lift them up tonight. And Father God, that you will strengthen the children of Israel. Strengthen them, Father. Strengthen them, praise God, in that situation where many stand against Jerusalem. But, oh, Father God, they stand against you because they are your people. Jeremiah 3:33-9 says, bring health and healing to them and to their land. Oh, Jesus. Jeremiah 33:6 says, revealing to them your abundance of peace and truth. Praise God. Ephesians, praise God, 1:18 said, let the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. Praise God. Father God, those are your people. They are your people, God. And Father God, we pray for them tonight. We pray, praise God, that you would give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation and in knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ, that you would let Israel be to you as your name of praise to us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and in Jeremiah 9, you say, praise God, and you will honor them before all the nations of the earth. Praise God, they may do what they think they want to do, but praise God, Israel is your people, and you will fight for Israel. God, I thank you tonight. Praise God for proclaiming all the goodness you do for them and causing fear and trembling among the nations to know, do not touch Jerusalem, in the name of Jesus. Israel, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, I pray tonight because of all the goodness and the prosperity you have provided for it. You have provided for it, Lord. You restore everything that has been removed from them. You will. You will send them grain and new wine and oil and satisfy them. Praise God. And you will make the enemy to be at peace with them. In the name of Jesus, and no longer let them be a reproach among any nation. But, oh, God, they will stand because they are your people. Father God, you will cleanse them. You will cleanse them of all of their evil doing. Father God, you will shelter them. You will protect them. Praise God, you will raise them up, praise God. Praise God, you will provide for them because they are your people. Praise God, you will make the enemy be at peace with them. No longer will they be a reproach against any nation. Praise God, they will know, praise God, these are the people of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are his people. And for the people in the country, they will not be scattered. You will bring them to their own homeland. Father God, I pray for the peace of Israel. May the prosperity that love you, praise God, be upon them. The Lord will call the enemy to cease from the land. You will make them, praise God, and place them all around Jerusalem as a blessing. Praise God, and it will become the showers of blessing to come down in their season. Praise God, you will let the people dwell safely in their land. They will not have to be afraid, God, but they will dwell safely in their land. You will deliver them from troubles and all kinds of problems, praise God, and of the kingdom of this earth. You will set them on high in the name of Jesus. God, you will pray, praise God, I pray for this nation. Let this nation be awakened. Let the earth hear the voice of the Lord. Let the judges of the nation in your sight, Father, be put to fear. Let them, praise God, that might not know themselves to be but men. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the Father, praise God, of the whole creation grown and labors, praise God, to be delivered from the bondage of corruption, praise God, in this land and into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Father God, send forth the spirit of truth to bear witness, O God, that you are omnipotent, that you are, praise God, Alpha Omega, in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you tonight. I thank you, praise God, and to praise God that you will convict the whole world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, cause to them to repent and to turn from their idols and from their other gods. Praise God, their home, their cars, their money, their education, God, their husband, their means. Praise God, their everything, God, is a vanity because, praise God, you say you have no other God before you. Praise God, you have no other God. Praise God, I thank you, praise God, that you will shake this nation, God, so they will come to desire all, praise God. The nation will desire nations because they will desire you, Jesus. They will desire you. But, praise God, get your grace and your mercy and camp us, praise God. Father, call the people to rise up and realize, praise God, that you are still on the throne. You are still sitting high and you are looking low. You see and you know all that is done. Father God, they may have gotten by, but they did not get away. Father God, I thank you tonight for gathering the mighty ones to prepare, praise God, for the war. Praise God, because you know, praise God, the enemy is at war with the world. He's at enemy is at war with us. And bring the multitude into the valley of decision. Send your ambassadors into all the nation, God, all your people, God, all of your witnesses, all of your servants, in Jesus' name. Open the door, praise God. Open to them a door for the word to speak the mysteries of you, Christ, of you, Lord Jesus. They have tried to shut you down, but, oh, God, they can never do it because you are, praise God, the beginning and the ending. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. The gospel of the kingdom may be preached in all the world. All of the world, praise God. No man will be able to stand before the judgment and say, I have never heard of this Christ. Praise God, every man will know, praise God, that you are the Christ. Praise the Lord. God, I thank you tonight for you have declared to your people the power of your works and given them the inheritance of this nation. Praise God, you said it in your word. You said it in Philippians 2:10, let every knee bow, let every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. I'm not talking about a earthly Jesus. I'm talking about the heavenly Jesus. Oh, God, I deserve it. Thank you, Father. Everybody running around to my, they are Jesus. Oh, they are Lord. They are Christ. They are God. Oh, but Father, I thank you that I know who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, even so you said it. In the book of Isaiah 61:11, you called the righteous and the praise to spring forth. Oh, Father God, everybody, everyone going to know who you are. Every tongue going to confess. Every knee is going to bow. Father God, you said it in Isaiah 61:11. You called the righteous to spring forth. Let the earth be filled with your knowledge and of your glory. Oh, Father God, you said it in heaven, and you said it, praise God. You said in the book of Habakkuk 2:14, of the Lord, and that the water covers the sea. The Father gathers the nations together, and that they may worship thee in the name of Jesus. Father God, not washing up other gods, but washing up a true and a living God, and exalting thee in all the earth. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee, oh my God. I exalt thee. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God, I did deep a shama. Lalalebe isiliba handu. Thank you, Father. Letting all the nations be blessed through your people and letting the wealth of the heathen be gathered together and then be delivered into the hands of your people for the works of the Lord. Yes, you're going to send forth your salvation to the ends of the earth. Praise God, you're going to send it forth. No one, hallelujah, will be able to say, I never heard of you, but they will know that you are God. You will make your enemies, you will make the enemies to be at peace with us. the enemy will be your footstool. Father God, I'm grateful tonight. I thank you, Father God, for your word. I thank you, God, because your word has kept me. Your word keeps me. Your word surrounds me, and I'm grateful. And I'm grateful. Father God, thank you, God, for those men and women of God that you have placed in position, God, that would obey you, Father, not because of their own lust and because of their own desires and because, praise God, of their own wants, but God, because, praise God, I want to thank you, Father, for the pastors and the ministers and evangelists that are faithful to you. Praise God, that will follow you, praise God, and not follow dress tails. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. Follow them, praise God, out of the service of the Lord. But God, they're keeping their eyes functioning, keeping their eyes focused on you, and that you would preserve them in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they were bound with blessings, oh God. God, it's too much, hallelujah, going on in the house of the Lord. There's too much going on in the ministers, in the work of the men and the women of God. It is not, praise God, what your plan is, but oh God, I know you said it in your word. Let the wheat and the tare grow together, and you will separate. But, oh, Father God, keep our eyes, those that desire to know the truth. Help them, praise God, to keep their eyes on you, Father God. God, Father God, that they will not fall, praise God, looking at man, because man flesh will destroy them. But, oh, God, I thank you tonight. I thank you, God, and we do not grow weary in well-doing, praise God, because if we don't grow weary, we're going to reap the benefits. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you who began a good work in us and in them, you will complete the work. God, Father God, you are a work craftsman. You are workmanship workman. You are created in Christ. What you finish, you will complete. You equipped us in every good works to do your will, Father. To do your will, Father God. Father God, thank you for the word tonight. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you, Father God, for letting grace abound towards us and towards them, having sufficient in all things and abundance in every good work, because they have sold bountifully, they will reap bountifully. But if they have sold grudgingly, they will reap grudgingly. Father God, I thank you. And whether they plant the water, Father, you would give the increase. Father God, I thank you tonight. I'm so happy, God. I praise you, Father, for knowing, praise God, your word lives, praise God, and it is alive and well. Thank you, Father. I pray that continuously that is a triumph in Christ Jesus, that the men and women of God that are called by your name, Father God, that they was called by your name. Father God, they didn't get up and went and go, because, Father God, you said some went, but you didn't send them. But, Father God, I pray, praise God, that the fusion and the fragments of his knowledge is in every place, that knowledge, praise God, and understanding will be spoken, praise God, to those. You said it in the book, praise God, let those glories be spoken, be edifying, and for the listener, that they would get, praise God, from the listening to the understanding of your word. Praise God, not be confused and tossed to and fro, but oh, praise God, that all the blessings come upon them and overtake them, because they obeyed the voice of their God, not their God, but their God. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Not their God, T-H-E-R-E, but T-H-E-I-R, God. Yes, I thank you, Father, instructing them and teaching them in the way that they should go. Father God, that they're not leading your people astray, in the name of Jesus. Father God, 1 Corinthians 2:10, revealing the deeper things of God to them by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Let them be vessels of honor, sanctified, and useful for the Master. Sanctified. Not lustful, but sanctified and useful for the Master, that they may do the work of the Lord and them that's in him that sent them. Prepare them for every good work, shepherding the flock willingly, eagerly, and bring an example to them. Oh, Father God, we are Ka Chi Shabbat. Father God, help us, God, to do that which is right in the sight of you. Help us, Father God, that we may, praise God, be the book that the world can read, revealing the deeper things of the Spirit, preparing for every good works, and their speech and preaching is in demonstration of the Spirit and the power, and that they are instant, in season, and out of season to preach the word of God. Father God, I'm grateful today. Thank you, Father God, for your word tonight. Father God, because I know your word don't fail. I know, praise God, that your word can't fail. It will not fall. It will not fall, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for tearing down and pulling down the strongholds over the pulpits, over the city, praise God, in their home, over their lives. God, I thank you, praise God, that your word will go forth and bring forth healing from the sick and disease. Praise God, and redeem from the curse, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. And Father God, I'm grateful. I thank you tonight, God, because I know that prayer does not fail. Prayer can't fail. Prayer is better, praise God, than money. Because one thing about it, God, favor with God is everything we need. I say, praise God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue rise up against us shall be shown and shall be pulled down and show that it be in the wrong. Father God, I'm grateful tonight. Lord, I thank you, God, for your word. Father, I call you, praise God, anointing that will come forth. Bring the thing that you have spoken into their hearts. Bring the thing that you have said will come to pass. And Father God, I thank you as they continue to give themselves into prayer, and minister the word of God, that you will bless them going and bless them coming. But Father, I'm grateful tonight. Father God, let this word go forth tonight, God, to touch some heart, turn someone around. Praise God, give someone insight. But let it be a word, praise God, that's in season, that it go forth and be a blessing. And until this time, next week, praise God, I pray, praise God, I'm sorry, and this time to this time, Saturday, I would say, praise God, I'll be praying for you because I know that prayer can go where I cannot. Prayer is a weapon that you need when you're in a warfare. You be blessed. You be blessed. All you need to do is get a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Talk to him daily. He'll talk back to you. You be blessed. May God bless you. Here's my prayer.